Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most, Angie Steiner's with us from Davies Community Hospital. And Angie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Always glad to team up with you for a very worthwhile event in our community. It is the annual Community Health Fair. It's coming up this Saturday. And Angie, I know we've had a lot of success stories that have come from this health fair in the past.
We have. I personally know of a few people who have had skin cancer. This was detected at the health fair specifically, and they were able to get treatment early, and they're a great success as a result.
You know, this is what the health fair is all about. It's well, let's face it, we're gearing it towards people who may not have any insurance or have high deductibles, right?
We are, and we're also gearing it toward people who have what we call white coat syndrome. There are some people who are afraid to go to the doctor, or for whatever reason, when they do see a physician, their blood pressure goes up and they get very anxious. And so this is kind of neutral territory. They're not in a clinic or a hospital. This church is, you know, a very friendly atmosphere, and I think people are a little more comfortable and maybe more willing to come in for those screenings.
And again, pretty much you're bringing the entire hospital out to Berea Mennonite Church for this event. You're going to have a lot of your staff on hand on Saturday.
We are. We are so thankful that our staff is willing to come out on a Saturday. It's good for us because at the hospital we're so busy Monday through Friday that this is probably best for our schedule as well. But we also know people are very busy. You know, a lot of people work Monday through Friday. Saturday morning is probably the best time for them to stop by for 10, 15 minutes, and then go about their day.
And that's why we're doing it early in the morning, too. We're starting at 7 a.m., so it's not like it's going to take up your whole day. Most of these screenings are a very quick, easy process.
That's true. And another reason why we're starting early is when people have lab work, they need to be fasting. So no food after midnight, really nothing but water or black coffee from midnight till they have their screening.
Now let's talk about, I'm going to start with the services that are at a discounted fee, because these are the big ones. And when we say discounted fee, we're talking deeply discounted fees for some of these screenings.
This is pretty amazing pricing. If anybody has actually had these screenings in the past and looked at their bill in their explanation of benefits, insurance companies will send that out. You know that this is much, much cheaper. Or if you're paying cash, if you're a self-pay patient and you come in and you pay cash, even though you get a bit of a discount when you pay cash, it's not anywhere near this deep.
And as some of those include, like the pap smear, for instance, $25. And some others you're going to do include?
Chem-16 and total cholesterol, which is what most doctors would probably order if you went in for a checkup. At $40, you know, I would say that lab work's probably more like $160 if you actually came to the hospital and have it done. The one thing I do want to stress, too, is, you know, it's a lot of people have the misconception this is a women's health fair, and that's not true. This is for any adults 18 or over. And so with that total cholesterol panel and Chem-16, men over 50 can get a PSA included in that lab workup for $5. That's a test that could cost $90, $95 if you had it through your clinic visit or the hospital. And that's for prostate testing. And so many men don't realize how important that test is. And for $5 above what you pay for your labs, a total of $45 is nothing.
That's crazy. Absolutely. And then we got flu shots, too. Flu shots are really on the top of everybody's mind right now, too.
We have already seen a case or two of the flu through DCH, through the clinics and hospital. So we know it's out there, and everyone at the hospital has had their flu shot. So we feel it's very important to make those available to the community.
$25 for those. EKGs is another one of the lines that is always very popular at this health fair, too.
Yeah, an EKG, just, you know, to make sure that your heart's doing what it's supposed to be doing. This is, again, this is a screening. It's not a complete EKG like you would have at the hospital. But it does give you an indication if there's something that's not quite normal. So, yes, we have a physician who's going to be working on that. I believe Dr. Porter from Odin will be the one conducting those EKGs, and he'll have some great information for people with questions.
And then finally, on the discounted screenings, digital mammograms. And I know we always full, they may already be filled up because it seems like this line is always full and they have a waiting list for this.
Yes. St. Mary's brings their mobile mammogram unit to Berea and they do fill up fast. So if they do have an opening, great. If they don't, you can call Davies Community Hospital. We will schedule a mammogram at a later date, but we do have capabilities of getting people in very quickly.
812-485-5725 if you want to schedule your digital mammogram at the health fair. Now, those are the screenings we're talking about at discounted prices, but free screenings, blood pressure, BMI, pulse oximetry, vision screenings. We mentioned the skin checks, and you've got others too, Angie. You want to highlight a couple others?
We do. Wellness First from Odin is a chiropractic office. They're going to be there. Dr. Hawkins' office from Ligoti's going to be there. They'll be doing various spine scans, just an amazing variety of things that they do. I don't know specifically what they're going to bring. I do know that they also offer massage, which is really nice because I think some people come in after a long week of work and they just have that tension in their neck. So there'll be somebody there who'll be able to give a very brief massage, but also explain what's going on with that person and their tension.
So 18 and older, everyone, men and women, come out to Berea Mennonite Church. Turn on the Odin-Kennelberg Road. It's right there on your left, 216 South Main Street, Kennelberg. The Community Health Fair is this Saturday from 7 to 11 a.m. Davies Community Hospital, the sponsor. Parkview Village Christian Care, Gina at Parkview, a big help. And then, of course, the radio station, proud to get the word out and be a part of this, too, because it is so important to our community. So take some time and come out Saturday morning. We will have door prizes that we will be giving away throughout the morning, 7 to 11 at Berea Mennonite Church on the Odin-Kennelberg Road. Angie, is there anything we're forgetting?
Well, I just want to thank the people who are putting this all together. It takes more than just the hospital to do this. So I appreciate Parkview Village and WAMW for doing all that, as well as all of the volunteers who are going to be there working.
It's going to be a big day. Again, don't miss it. It is worth your time. I promise we've been at this, what, 4 or 5 years now?
5 years.
And we see it so valuable to the community. That's why we keep coming back with this. So come out and be a part of it again this Saturday, 7 to 11 a.m. at the Berea Mennonite Church on the Odin-Kennelberg Road. It's the Davies County Community Health Fair. Our guest, Angie Steiner from DCH this morning. Angie, thank you so much. Great information. And we will talk to you and see you again on Saturday.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Take 5 in service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.